In case you missed it, REU is getting ready to launch a new online billing platform, and the City Council holds a special meeting to review the 20-year general plan. I'm Katie.
And I'm Steve, and this is a quick recap of what's going on in Reading for the week of March 18th, 2024.
Coming soon, the City of Reading Utilities will be launching a new online utility payment system for the City of Reading customers, powered by Invoice Cloud. The new system includes paperless billing and more online utility payment options that will be faster and easier. The new system also features a redesigned bill that includes graphs and charts to help you understand your monthly usage better. Also, once the new system is up and running, current users will need to set up a new login to access all the new features. Stay tuned for more details on the new online bill payment coming soon.
Help to make Reading's outdoor spaces even better. The Reading Parks and Trails Foundation would love to hear what you love about parks, trails, and open spaces in Reading. Which are your favorites? How has access to these parks, trails, and open spaces impacted you and your family? Please take some time to complete the 5-minute survey. Responses will be collected from the community through Sunday, March 31st, and survey results will be shared with the public in April. Visit readingparksfoundation.org to take the survey today.
As part of a larger effort to make it easier for community members to obtain permits in the City of Reading, the Permit Center has launched 2 additional online building permits. Effective immediately, the Permit Center now offers permits for residential pools and patio covers. The ability to upload plans and documents 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, allows customers to take care of business when it works for them instead of being bound by specific Permit Center hours. As the City of Reading continues to move towards a 24/7 digital access service model, the Permit Center is looking forward to building an even better and more convenient experience for Permit Center customers. Having residential pool and patio permits available online will be particularly helpful for local contractors specializing in residential pools and patio covers, especially as we get closer to summer. To apply for a building permit with the City of Reading online, visit cityofreading.gov/permitcenter.
The City of Reading Electric Utility recently completed the 34th annual FAR NorCal Regional Science Bowl at Shasta College. Congratulations to UPREP Middle School and UPREP High School for winning their respective divisions. Both teams will compete in the National Science Bowl competition in Washington, D.C. next month. City of Reading Electric Utility proudly sponsors the Science Bowl each year. It takes a lot of time and energy to make this annual academic competition possible. We thank all those who came together to support the event, including REU and city staff, parents, and community members. Good luck to both teams in Washington, D.C.
Mark your calendars for Shasta Historical Society's 11th annual Taste of History on Friday, May 31st from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall in downtown Reading. Bring the spirit of the 1920s to life as you step back in time with a speakeasy-inspired fundraiser. Wear your best Great Gatsby-inspired attire and be prepared to dance the evening away while enjoying delicious catered food and craft cocktails. This event is a fundraiser for the Shasta Historical Society, so if you love history and you love local history, visit the Shasta Historical Society's website and purchase tickets. Get ready for farmers market season! The Reading Farmers Market's first market is Saturday, April 6th from 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right behind Reading City Hall. Explore locally sourced treasures from farm fresh produce to food and artisanal crafts, health and wellness products, and everything in between. There's even cooking demonstrations, live music, performers, and more. This happens every Saturday starting April 6th. For more information, visit readingfarmersmarket.com.
The Reading Police Department Explorers program can help provide solid foundation for a great career. Just ask Reading Police Chief Brian Barter, who got his start with the Reading Explorer program and continues to serve the community proudly. Do you know a young person between the ages of 14 and 21 who's considering a career in law enforcement? The Reading Explorers is a great way to see if it's the right fit. Visit exploreredding.org to learn more.
On Tuesday, March 26, 2024, the Reading City Council will hold a special meeting at 5:30 p.m. in the City Council Chambers to consider the comprehensive update to the general plan and the final Environmental Impact Report, or EIR, initiated by the City of Reading. This has been a 3-year process with numerous collaborators and community members participating. In addition, the Planning Commission has held 9 public meetings to get additional input from the broader community on how Reading should develop over the next 20 years. After closing the public hearing on March 26, the Council will consider adopting a resolution to certify the final EIR, approve and adopt the findings of the Fact and Statement of Overriding Considerations, and approve and adopt the Mitigation Monitoring Program. Additionally, the Council will consider adopting a resolution approving the City's General Plan 2045 and repealing the 2000 to 2020 General Plan. Anyone wishing to comment on the draft general plan 2024 or final EIR documents is invited to attend the public hearing and or submit their written comments. All written public comments received will be forwarded to the City Council, Planning Commission, and staff for consideration. All related documents are available for view at Reading City Hall or can be viewed at the city's website, cityofreading.gov/generalplan.
Do you know anyone age 15 or older who's looking for a summer job that could kickstart a career as a first responder? Reading Recreation is actively hiring lifeguards and swim instructors for the summer. It's a great opportunity to become a certified first responder and help care for people in the community. Lifeguards help keep the water safe for Reading at classes and special events at the Reading Aquatic Center. If you're interested in learning more or want to apply, visit cityofreading.gov/recreationjobs.
First Five Shasta's annual Week of the Young Child is coming up soon. Enjoy a full week of free kid-friendly events from Saturday, April 6th through Saturday, April 13th. Visit First Five Shasta to check out the calendar of all the fun events happening.
Beverage containers and disposable straws are some of the world's most littered items. Let's keep it clean, Reading. And it starts with small decisions like reducing single-use plastics, reusing household items whenever possible, and recycling in your home. Join Clean California and the City of Reading in the community-wide effort to keep our streets and waterways litter-free. Whether you adopt a spot in downtown Reading, in your neighborhood, or along a busy street, every little bit helps. Learn more at cityofreading.gov/adoptaspot.
Mayor Tanessa Audette will start visiting Reading classrooms over the next few months to help students better understand the value of civics and how students can get involved in the community. This program is called the Mayor Reads to Reading.
Save the date. The Reading School District is celebrating 150 years of educational excellence. Join the family-friendly celebration on Wednesday, April 24th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Sequoia Middle School. It'll be fun for the entire family, including free music, free carnival games, free face painting, food trucks, and more. Admission is free, so mark your calendar.
That's it. To stay up to date with all the latest news happening, be sure to follow the City of Reading on our social media channels or visit our website at cityofreading.gov.
Until next week.
Until next week.